Today is September 13th, 2021. I'm Jen Widener with the Jeffersonville Township Public Library, conducting interviews for Pandemic Perspectives. Jeffersonville residents recount their lives during the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. This project was made possible with a grant from the Indiana Genealogical Society. I'm here today with Judge Bradley Jacobs, Circuit Court 2. Judge Jacobs, how long have you been a judge in Clark County?
I was elected in 2014, so I'm finishing up my seventh year.
Do you remember what your first reaction was when you heard about the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, absolute panic. We all did. Chief Maples in the jail first brought it up, and we were all kind of confused what even it was. And we had a map as the progression was supposed to take place over the next 6 months. And I remember at the time we thought in June and July, it wasn't going to be very heat tolerable. So we thought, everybody thought the virus would die out in July and August and we'd be fine. But then we found out that wasn't true. And I remember right about St. Patrick's Day of 2020, we had a meeting and shut everything down and everybody went home confused.
So, I mean, you knew for sure that it was coming to the United States. Like, you already had it. You all saw the progression, saw it coming from the West Coast.
Yeah, I don't even know where Scotty found it. And it wasn't even from the West Coast. It was still in Europe. Or Asia, but it wasn't in the United States at all. But there was a map that he had that pretty much showed how it would get here and when and how bad it was supposed to be. It was really interesting. And we didn't know, we'd never heard of it. We hadn't followed it. So we thought it was like kind of novel and interesting, but not panic worthy. And then when we started getting the reports, and you remember how everybody in 2020 panicked.
Oh, yeah.
And went on absolute lockdown, didn't do anything. We did the same thing. We all went home. And then for probably 2 months, we rotated. We only would have one and sometimes two judges on site at a time. So we only worked one day a week.
So were the courts completely closed, or did you guys still did like important cases?
Then we only did the necessaries, which are initial hearings, because everything else was put on hold because they'd already had their day in court. But if you just got arrested, you had to have a judge set a bond for you and begin your case to set it on the path at least. So we were only doing pretty much initial hearings and bond cases.
And those were in person.
Yeah, they had to be because we didn't have Zoom yet. So, yeah, those would have been in person.
So what were some of the things that were done to keep things moving quickly through the courts?
Well, the Zoom was the best. I'm assuming that came from Indianapolis. Judge Carmichael is the presiding judge of the Board of Judges, so she was in constant contact with the leadership in Indianapolis. But they got us set up with the Zoom licenses quickly, and we all got trained on that. And that's been phenomenal because, honestly, once we got up and running with the Zoom, and it took us several months, but once we got up and running, it was before Thanksgiving last year, I bet. We really didn't slow down much after that. It's full speed ahead right now. We're pretty much going strong. It's so odd that it's not in person.
So do you think that the virtual courts will continue after whenever the pandemic's over?
Absolutely, in some form. There's no reason to bring people up from the jail for some of these incidental hearings. There are certain hearings that absolutely have to be in person. There are some that it almost makes no sense to be in person. So we will have to figure out where we lie on that, but there will be a lot of hearings that we do virtual from now on.
Well, let's back up. What cases do you hear?
I have all the felony drug cases in Clark County. So that's all I do. And unless you're charged with some more serious offense like robbery or murder, something like that, and possession of methamphetamine, it's a drug case that comes to me.
Okay. So you need to get those people their initial hearing as quickly as possible.
Yeah, you have to be, you can't be held in custody for too long without having your day in front of the judge so the judge can set a bond and move forward and everything.
So I assume that the jail is on board with the virtual hearings as well?
They love it also. In my court especially, bringing inmates from the jail to the court's always a security risk because you may have one officer, they have protocols, I don't know what the numbers are, but maybe it's one officer for every 10 inmates. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't keep an eagle eye on 10 inmates with just one person, and it's 3 or 4 times a year they catch somebody trying to pass drugs from somebody on the outside to one of the inmates to take back out of the jail.
Of course.
So it happened way too often. So the jail was excited to get Zoom implemented because it reduces the interaction with the public pretty much forever. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I do, if you're driving to spring break from Chicago, you're going to pass through Clark County on 65. If you get stopped and you happen to be in possession of meth, there's no reason to have you come back to Clark County 10 more times in the next year. So if we can zoom all that, if it resolves with probation and somebody doesn't lose their job, everything's going to be working out better.
So now if those people were sentenced to jail time, they'd have to come back down here to do their time down here.
And we do that today as a condition of VAWA. Today, I revoked a lady's previous release because it was her third pending case. So I ordered her to report to the jail on Wednesday morning. We'll see how that plays out. It's about 50-50 whether they go to jail or not.
So what have you learned from the pandemic? Personally, career-wise?
Professionally, I've learned technology, a lot of different technology.
We've all had to, real fast.
Exactly. The Zoom has been phenomenal. I love the Zoom, and I got a new Yeti mic so that it'll sound even better. And we're working on how we can do remote hearings. Regardless of the pandemic, it's going to be so convenient and so productive to do certain hearings remotely, or at least hybrid.
We get more people coming to court if they don't have to leave work.
Drastically reduced failures to appear, because somebody who doesn't have a license doesn't have to worry about walking to court. They can do it from their living room, which is easy. Personally, I've learned to spend more time with my family. You were forced to spend more time with your family.
Didn't have choice.
But I enjoyed it. Just learn to appreciate what you have when you have it, because we may never go back to life as it was, probably never go back to life as it was. And in 10 more years, we'll have a different change. So
you were home with your three children and your wife?
I always went in. I went in once we got past the part where we were rotating in once a week or once every other week, probably by June of last year, I was back at the office every day. My staff rotated still. Just one person came in and that was over for a couple months, and we went back into Orange a couple weeks ago. So we went back to the remote workspace. But I've always been in the office because it's just easier. The technology's there instead of trying to set one up at home and at the office. But my wife was home last year. She was Teacher of the Year last year with, I think, most of the parents in Clark County, with an 8-year-old, 7-year-old last year. But she was teaching 7th grade all last year. 2nd grade, I'm sorry.
What are some things you hope continues after the pandemic, besides Zoom? We all hope that Zoom is an option for everything.
Zoom and hand washing, because there's too much stuff going on. I wash my hands 20 times a day before the pandemic because I work in the courthouse, and that place is kind of gross. Yeah. So, and honestly, I don't mind the mask. The mask will cut the flu down so much.
There were no cases of the flu in Clark County this insane. Past year. No cases that sent anyone to the hospital or to Dr. Yazel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's insane. That's unheard of.
It's almost like masks work.
Yeah. You know. But I like to be in the store, and if I'm wearing my mask and a song comes on over the intercom that I like, I can mouth all the words and nobody
and
thinks
I'm
crazy.
And people don't notice you as much.
That's true, too. Oh, yeah, and I do like that. A little more anonymous. Yeah. So I don't mind the masks at all. The technology is fantastic. The hygiene is going to be great. We wash our hands. We don't cough.
We carry hand sanitizer
sanitizer. That's insane how much everybody in the world has hand sanitizer everywhere now. It's convenient to have everything delivery or curbside pickup. That's crazy. But there's some good that's going to come out of this. It's a lot of bad. I was in the McDonald's drive-thru the other day for every bit of 20 minutes because you can't get somebody to work anywhere. But hopefully that'll change at some point.
I think a lot of that too, people are just scared still because our numbers are up and, you know, people wear masks.
And I worry about the people who are in the service industry, because if there's no one to serve, then you're going to be out of work. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll get back to some of that, but I hope a lot of the changes stick with us for a while.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so.
Well, thanks for being here.
It was a pleasure. Thank you. Well, it's easy.